So if the material and spiritual are complementary, does this percentage vary in different people? Yes, of course. We are all at different levels of spiritual evolution. And we all need to grow according to the level that we are at. And in the traditional Vedic system, there's brahmacharya, there's grahastha, there's vanaprastha, there's sannyas. The progression in how much one focuses on spiritual life and how one balances one's life. Now, with respect to different people having different levels of faith, that is something which is to be natural and accepted. But just because it is to be accepted doesn't mean it has to be perpetuated. That means, yes, somebody may have more faith, somebody may have more attraction, more commitment to God, somebody may have less. But from where we are, we can take steps forward. Somebody says, this is the level of faith I have, this is the level of faith this is the level of practice I'll stay forever. That is not very beneficial. Yes, my muscles may be right now weaker and somebody else's muscles may be stronger. But from wherever I am, I can improve. I can strengthen my muscles and I can move closer. So this is with respect to overall disposition. But in specific situations, it can vary. You know, even somebody who is very spiritually advanced, in some phases of their life, they may have to become more materially active. Because that particular time, that's what is required in their life. And some phases of life, we may be more spiritually active. So I would say that if we just study and understand the Bhagavad Gita properly, then what level we can function, that is something which we will ourselves realize. So there's no need to start off with a preconception that I have to be at this level or I have to be at this level. We just start off spiritual life in a mood of exploration. In a mood of exploration, in a mood of understanding. And as we understand, we will naturally gravitate towards the level and the rate of growth that is comfortable for us. And we'll move onwards from that. So there's no need to fixate with any particular level at this stage. You all of us have a relationship with Krishna, and Krishna will guide us how best to advance. The important thing is we should have the intention to advance. It's the intention to come closer to Him. And Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mukhyamite. He will give us the intelligence of how to come to Him. The temptation generally in the material world is to keep postponing our spiritual life. See, for those who are materialistic or godless, for them, their illusion is that God doesn't exist only. But for those who are religious, those who are somewhat spiritual, temptation will not come and tell them God doesn't exist. Because will not even entertain that temptation. Temptation comes as, the way it comes is, yes, God is important, but later. So what happens is that illusion comes to us by pushing God just one rung down in our priority. Yes, God is important, but right now my job is important. Right now my family is important. Right now my health is important. Right now this is important. Right now this is important. And then, you know, if we are going to reject God, we would never do it. But through just pushing God one rung down, you know, from priority number one, He will become priority number 1000. We still think, you know, I am devoted to God. But, you know, what is my devotion? I go to a temple. How often? I go once a year in Janmashtami. That is also one level of commitment. But that is a very nominal connection. So, in general, the temptation is to push God lower down in our priority list. And that's why regular association with those for whom God is a high priority is important. And that will serve as a reminder. We don't necessarily have to imitate anyone else, because others may be at a different level where they can focus more. But association is very important. Because the whole world is going to remind us of worldly things. And there are very few reminders of God. Even the reminder of God in the world, there are TV channels, sometimes there are pious TV channels, but actually there, God is treated more as an entertainment commodity. You know, there are movie stories and there are stories from Ramayana and Mahabharata. That is not really very inspirational for dedicating oneself to God. So we need association of devotees that will keep reminders of that God has to be an important priority in my life. And with that association internally and with that devotional intention, with that association externally and the devotional intention internally, we will be guided about what rate we can move towards Krishna. Okay? Thank you.